Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about money because I love to talk about money. It's one of my favorite topics. And I have a fun little exercise that you can start doing that will be really transformative in your life. If you're looking for a coach, please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. Information for that can be found at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Okay, this is a fun exercise, and I've, you know, over my years of studying money, money manifestation, having a healthy, plentiful, loving relationship with money, I've seen versions of this exercise, and so, and it's probably very similar to maybe something all of you do, but we're going to rein it in a bit, make it a little bit tighter. So this exercise is we're going to give money something to do. And you've probably heard me say that on this program. But I'd like you to start a list in your phone, in your journal, of your money love list. And, you know, all different teachers have called it all different things. Let's see what I put. You can entitle your list whatever you want. I don't know where my phone is. But in the notes section of your phone, I'd like you to have a money to-do list. And this is where you're going to dump all of your big dreams, your little desires, your wants around money. And really challenge yourself to consider things you've never considered before. Maybe ask money to have your rent in the bank and ready to be paid for 6 months, or your mortgage, or to pay off your student loans in full, or to travel the world when we can travel the world again. There's no limitation on what you can put, but really put your energy behind it. Often when we make lists like this, or I see people make lists like this, they put things that they're not consciously, madly, totally in love with. Or they're still approaching the list from limitation, like, oh, money can only do so much in my life. The purpose of doing this list is to really give money something to do. And I heard a wonderful teacher, let's see, I think it's Christine Hayes, African-American woman, she's awesome, talk about giving money things to do. And it appears in a lot of other books as well. But she called it, the way she described it, I thought was really interesting. And I even went and did some research on this, that money is a masculine energy. And I will be so honest with you, I'm not completely sold on that. I do think money is neutral. But for the sake of this exercise, imagine if money was a masculine energy, and masculine energy is giving, and feminine energy is receiving. So you're the feminine energy, you are in the place of receiving, you're going to give money a list of things to do, like a honey to-do list, if you will, and put no limitations on it. Really soulfully look at your life, and you can look in the short term, you can look in the long term, build in there some a savings goal, a debt pay down goal, an investing goal, and make it really specific to your life. So maybe you do want to contribute X number of dollars to your IRA this year. Put that number down. Maybe you want to pay off a big chunk of debt. Put that down and be specific. Like, I want to pay off money. I want you to pay off 50% of my student loans by the end of 2021, right? Or the end of 2020, if you want. And just start taking your power back around money. That's, I think as I do this exercise, and again, I've said I've done it many times over the years. This time I did it intentionally. I did it believing with certainty that everything I write down was going to happen. And doing it from a place of complete abundance. Granted, I've been preparing these sermons on abundance. My heart around abundance is crystal clear. I'm wide open to abundance. And so in the past, when I would make lists like this, there was still some sense of limitation. I didn't fully believe that I lived in an abundant world. I believed that, you know, I still was holding some limiting beliefs that money was hard to come by, that I have to earn it and I have to work hard. And I love earning. I love earning. But that's not the purpose of the list. It's really giving it over to spirit, giving it over to the energy of money, which is backed by source, which is backed by God, which is backed by the universe, which is backed by spirit, and believe it's going to be done. That's the key. A part of me wants to say, don't put it down unless you believe it, because until you can get your energy behind it, until you can get your faith behind it, until you can approach it from a healthy, plentiful place of certainty, you might, this list might become something that nags at you, right? Doesn't make you feel good because you're like, oh, that hasn't happened yet, that hasn't happened yet, and that hasn't happened yet. Always go back to the belief system. Am I fully and completely believing that I live in an abundant world? Am I fully and completely believing that I live in an abundant universe? Am I fully and completely believing that there is no lack and there is no limitation? Am I fully and completely believing that money is not about man and man action, human action? It's about tapping into the frequency of believing that money is plentiful, money is abundant, money is available for anyone that seeks it. So when you can get into that space, really go deeper on your list. But for now, you may want to start with what you do believe. I want to believe that I can have 2 months in savings, 2 months of expenses in savings. I want to believe that I can pay my credit card bill off in full. And tell money to do that. Hey, pay my credit card off in full. And just start this list and keep adding to this list and keep adding to this list. And each time you approach the list, remind yourself, money is abundant. It's available for anyone that seeks it. You can be a good person and still have money. And there's no trick to it all. It's just opening your heart. The trick, if there is one, is unprogramming all the beliefs that tell us we're not allowed to have. And that is no matter what you're believing, that's everything, right? If you want to really, I was jamming with a friend today about dating over text, and we were talking about some of the similarities we were seeing show up. And, you know, when things show up, I don't look at it like, oh, men suck, or there are no good men out there. I immediately saw it. I'm like, oh, there's something I'm holding, some belief system, where I'm not seeing what I want at this time. And so that is my job to clean that up. And I'm like, okay, can I really believe her and I are both plus-size girls? Are we both believing, truly believing, that we can have this Prince Charming-like love in our life, even as plus-size women? And so we have to go. And if we aren't believing that, we have to clean that up and say, that's just not true. That of course we can have whatever we want. And that there's a person out there who will love and appreciate me and who will be amazing, who will be chivalrous, who will be romantic. Do you see where I'm going here? So if you're noticing patterns in your life, if you're noticing that the bank account is never at the number you want it to be at, or you feel like you keep getting the same type of job where you feel underpaid and overworked, know that, without making yourself wrong, know that that is just some energetic makeup in you that's attracting that. So go back and look at, what do you believe? What do you think? What words do you say, right? And it might be subconscious. Maybe you saw your parent always working jobs where they were overworked and underpaid, and you've taken on that behavior, right? You don't have to live in any limitation other than the ones that you set for yourself. And sometimes, usually around money, most of the time, they weren't set for you. Didn't set them. They were set for you, right? You picked it up along the way. And this exercise is designed to help you start to chip away at the limitations of what you have. So put some big ticket items on there, some things that you really, 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 really want. and believe and know it will be manifested. Yeah. So make a money to-do list. Keep it in your phone. Keep adding to it. If you're finding that things aren't appearing in your life that you put on the list, just say, hey, am I fully and completely believing I live in an abundant world? Am I believing that money is available to me? Am I letting go of the belief that I have to work hard to get it? I'm open and receptive. Just go back to, I'm open and receptive. I'm open to and receptive to money providing for me in every way possible. Yeah. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for a coach, please consider my Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And until next time, take care of yourself.